You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people. Hello from Breadline once again. And this is Jessica on the panel.
And this is Daryl.
And this is Hank.
Hi, Hank.
Hello.
Hi, Jessica.
Yeah, hello. Hello. We're all here. So this is our special show to mark Invasion Day, also known as Survival Day, which was on yesterday. And We've got some specific news all about job service providers, which we bang on about a lot on this show, but it's because they're making people's lives a misery, not only us in the cities, but also in the remote communities. We're also going to be having later on in the show a live recording from the Tunaminawait and Mulbawhina commemoration, which was last Monday. So that's going to be good. So we're full of info. So the first thing we want to mention is, as you, regular listeners might have heard, there has been a pause for mutual obligations happening over the sort of Christmas New Year period. So funnily enough, they've got themselves in a right mess, and they've actually, as far as the media reports go, they've suspended mutual obligations for the last 2 weeks. So only tomorrow are they going to start with them again. Of course, we think they should be abolished completely, but it's interesting that they've sort of almost abolished them themselves by being incompetent.
Yeah. Well, at least they got a little bit better at it as compared to last week, though.
Well, I don't know. A lot of people seem to be getting... You said you were getting a lot of messages there, Daryl.
Well, I was getting messages from Australian services. Like, they sent me a message on Tuesday saying, oh, your obligations has been suspended on Monday. And then on Wednesday, they sent me a message saying your obligations were suspended on Tuesday.
So did that send you into some kind of frenzy, thinking what day it was, for a start?
I guess I'm just used to their incompetence, you know. I could see straight away. It's nice of them to tell me that my obligations were suspended the day before, but they're only telling me this today.
Yeah.
But at least this week they sent me a message, and probably thousands of others as well, that they're suspending everything for the rest of this week.
Well, yeah.
Which they should have done last week.
Again, reports in The Guardian say that they suspended people's payments. About 1,000 people had their payments wrongfully suspended. And, of course, as we've mentioned before, that's hours on the phone credit being used up, or rushing around trying to find your nearest Centrelink office. And it's just completely wrong. It just shows you that they are incapable of actually running a fair system.
Yeah, and during this time I'm still getting messages from workforce saying, check your obligations or your job search or something, make sure you're up to date and everything. And then you get another message saying, no, your obligations are suspended. So, you know, you don't know what to think.
If they're suspending mutual obligations for like 1 week, I mean, what difference does it make to you having to get your points at the end of your points time? I mean,
It makes no difference at all.
So it's kind of like a joke.
Yeah.
Except could they retrospectively give you a penalty point if they suspended you and then you hadn't gone to the trouble of doing the various digging holes and filling them in sort of work? I mean, that's another question.
Well, you can argue against that.
Yeah.
Especially if they've suspended you. But it's worse for people that's doing work for the dole. Like, they got to go to their work for the dole site. Some of them stayed and spent the day there doing that when they didn't have to.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Now, the things that came out in a recent Unemployed Workers Union investigation, we got the stats from the end of 2023, and it showed the number of suspensions that were happening. And unfortunately, there are these companies, which I mentioned before on the show, that specialise in remote area communities. So there's one called Yilabara Solutions and another one called the Training Alliance Group. So some of them are quite small, like fewer than 1,000 members. Mm-hmm. There's another one called OnQ Human Resources, and it's got about 7,000 people on its caseload, 7,000 human beings. And, yeah, so they've been doing a lot of payment suspensions. In fact, effectively, they've covered 90% of the people who were getting, who were under their so-called care, had their payments suspended. So
that's ridiculous.
The kind, it's the kind of thing that, yeah, it's just got to go. And then, of course, that led to us giving the award to APM for the year's worst offender regarding suspending people's payments. So,
but the APM was worst in total numbers.
Exactly.
But as a percentage, I mean, if you live in a remote area as an Indigenous person, then you're more likely to, almost twice as likely to be suspended.
That's right. And it says suspensions applied per client under Yilbara Solutions was 1.1. In other words, everyone was suspended at some point in that 3 month period. Yeah. So, yeah, it just makes you want to scream. But again, as we say in the intro, it's disproportionately affecting people in First Nations. And we're hoping that we can have a few people from the local First Nations community coming on and talking about how it's affected them, because it's happening all over. It's not just happening in the remote areas. Yeah, but people are getting nice profits, in fact. There's another one, JobLink Plus. They were funded by taxpayers to the tune of $3 million for their activities, again, in hassling people in remote communities. Yeah.
And their whole attitude is wrong as well. They're always trying to say people don't want to get a job. You know, they're not out looking for work, and that's not the case at all. Who enjoys living on a lousy $400 a week?
It's a punishment. It's almost a punishment for existing, I think.
Yeah, like all the years I've spent on the advocacy line, I've only ever got a call from one fella that didn't want to work. He didn't want to do work for the Dole, and he was asking me for advice. How could he get out of it?
Yeah,
well, I said, oh, well, are you an invalid or you got health problems or anything? He said, no, I got me full health. And I said, oh, well, I can't help you there. No, sorry, mate, I can't help you. But that's only one guy out of hundreds of people that I've ever spoken to.
But then there's always ways that you can get on to start doing a course that maybe might be a course which you actually want to do rather than a course that they're telling you to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, their courses, they're just rubbish at the end. All you get is a certificate saying that you did the course and that's it. It doesn't amount to anything.
Yeah.
You know, to get any kind of qualifications, you need to... It doesn't matter in anything. You need to study full time for at least 3 years to get any kind of qualification. Of course, job providers won't provide you with that, of course. And because you're full time for 3 years, well, then you have to go on Austudy.
Oh, well, you're listening to Breadline, which is the show of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. And we'll just give you a few reminders about wonderful 3CR, and then we'll go to our next section.
DigiTube, people, place, language. Connecting stories, culture and language across Australia. Contribute your content in digitube.com.au. Sign up for a free account and select your options for streaming, download and broadcast promotion.
A 3CR supporter.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
And you're back with the Breadline show from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. And and also because we've just had Invasion Day yesterday, and then a week before that, the Tanaminawe and Mulbohina commemoration. Luckily, you were there, Hank.
Yes, I was at the commemoration, which was the 20th of January, which was the anniversary of the hanging of these Indigenous freedom fighters in 1842. Daryl was there as well, weren't you?
Yep. I was there.
Yep.
But not for the hanging.
Not for the hanging, no. So these freedom fighters, they're originally from what so-called Tasmania, where there was major genocidal activity against their own people. And
That was total, though, wasn't it?
Almost. But it was pretty horrible.
Yeah.
Pretty major. So they ended up in Victoria, what's called Victoria now, but Victoria didn't even actually exist in 1842. So the first war of this colony, they were judicial victims murdered by the Australian of the state, the colony of New South Wales. So after the ceremony, everybody went to the site where it is believed that Tumarinawate is buried, and his remains still need to go back to his homeland, and he needs to be rest in peace in his country. So we have a smoking ceremony given by Waya Bulong Wajabalok, and the senior lawman of the Wajabalok people, and we're just going to hear what he had to say about it.
Great. Well, thanks for that, Hank.
And then, my name's Waya Bulong Wajabalok. I'm from the Wajabalok Nation. I'm a senior lawman. I do this ceremony is to carry these resistance fighters, freedom fighters, and their spirits are stuck here, and their stories stuck here. And I heard Brother Boy saying he wants to get them home, and that would be a good statement, and that's resistance in itself, and fulfills that purpose. And I hope you succeed with that, and taking him home, and winning that fight for his land and that development. That's sad news. And but anyway, I will do this smoking in the hope that this smoke collects their spirits and takes them home in some way or some form, the spirit part of them, even though their bodies are here. And they deserve to go home. And it's just a sad story all in all. John Batman and the Fine Line and all this, like you said, all this atrocity led to Victoria. And, there's a lot of atrocities. Like the 38th Regiment come down here from Sydney, and all the blackfellas were camping down there at King's Domain. They'd done that Fine Line sort of thing too, and after the Macmillan Massacre, and they come down here. Built a big rubbish tip, and it's not heard of. They like to keep things secret. I'm glad their story's out and wasn't hidden, but even here they can't express their own stories, all the atrocities that happened here. And a lot of it was in Melbourne's first newspaper, even in regard to these fine men, warriors, all in the Argus newspaper. That was Melbourne's first newspaper, and they just blatantly said what they'd done to all the blackfellas in Tasmania, South Australia, New South Wales. It was just in the newspaper, cup of tea, high tea, read the atrocities. You know? And that paper was taken out of existence from all the institutions and everything, and to hide atrocities down at King's Domain. 38 regiments come down there and built a rubbish tip. All their dead horses and ammunition, rubbish, and they massacred everyone. That was the camp, all the runnery, all the camp, all Boonerang. That was from Punt Road, and just come down there and massacred them all. Got a big rubbish tip, dead horses, dead cats, all that shit, piss, and all their waste product, all in there, and all the blackfellas on top of it. And that's my music bowl. And I'm glad these fellas, they got to voice, and even here, it's all history overlapped. It's atrocities, you know. But in saying so, I hope this smoke gets them home, and I truly honour them, and I come up here with even now with William Brooks, great-great-grandson Ringo, and we do smokings, you know. And we just honour those gentlemen, and yeah, they should have been on their own land. They got no business being here. And be the first ones, Q Trip. Anyway, our Bunjil, Bunjil Warramindi, bless these fellas and their spirit, and hope you get them back home to country in spirit and hope they're already there and hope their bodies return after and every other remaining Palawar mob, etc. Their bodies go back home from all the institutions and everything, or take them back home. Yes. Anyway, thank you very much. This is what this makes for.
And yeah, that was really good recording from last Monday. I just want to mention too that in Wonthaggi, we also remembered the freedom fighters because they were captured by the forces of authority down my way, down near the beach there.
Yep. After Invasion Day, I think it's important that the Australian Unemployed Workers Union clearly, you know, acknowledge the terrible things that this country's based on. If you think of 1842, these lands were beautiful, full of life, forests that have all been destroyed, and the violence that the original colonies used was continued, and it continues until this day. So it's pretty hard for the federal government and the state government to claim legitimacy and ask, from my point of view at least, I don't know about the rest of the union, but to ask for mutual obligation, especially from Indigenous people. What obligation? The obligation is to, like, pay for what's been done.
Pay for what's been stolen. As Robbie Thorpe says, Australia's a crime scene.
That's right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, the other thing that I'm going to be banging on about in the next few months is this whole cost of living business. Of course, as you mentioned before, Hank, the land was beautiful and the land fed everyone. There was no person left on the outer sleeping in isolation on some concrete like we have now.
Mm.
And everyone was looked after, and the land looked after, the people looked after each other, and the land looked after everyone. And there was no idea that, oh, because you haven't got money in your pocket, therefore you can't afford to eat. And this is the basic injustice of what we're living in.
Well, I mean, mutual obligations and being unemployed, that's blackmail.
Yeah,
I mean, right. Just so that you can get food in your mouth and have somewhere to live.
Yeah. And I was speaking to someone down at Camp Sovereignty last night, and he was just talking about, we're looking at all the skyscrapers in the middle of Melbourne, and he was just saying, well, the wealth that they have there is actually the wealth of my country, and I want some of it back. And I get angry when I see that there because I know where it comes from. It comes from this land, and sovereignty is, you know, as we know the saying, which sovereignty has never been ceded. So.
And it's slightly more than just taking what you need.
Yeah.
Which is a good policy.
Slightly. Yeah.
Slightly.
Yeah.
That's putting it moderately, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the greed. Oh, they were drooling. You know, again, the process of the white colonists coming over from Melbourne, I mean, sorry, to the Melbourne area, it was a process of them realising there was a whole lot of extra land that they could get hold of. And they realised that when they were down in Tasmania, Lutruwita, and they realised that they could move up to here as well. So that's what that whole thing was.
So we're going to fight for our rights.
Yay! Yes, we are. Now we haven't reminded everyone to ring the union. Sorry, to email the union if you have any problems with all this so-called pause, which hopefully will continue. But anyway, do email the union auw.org.au. That's our website. And there's a form there to fill in and people will get back to you.
Hmm. And while you're there, have a bit of a look around. You might find someone else has had the same problem of you and can read up on it and see what they did.
And read up on the things the union's been up to lately.
Yeah.
So in 2 weeks, we've got a listener sponsorship drive with all the radio does, as Hank reminded us. So that's for us to try and get some new sponsors for the wonderful 3CR. So that's a reminder for us to get going on it. Tell your friends you're listening to Breadline and you think people should be supporting 3CR. So, yes. So does everyone want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Fight for your rights like Joe Gaia.
Yay.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.